You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to this hour of prayer where we are praying unto the Lord God Almighty. I am Mika. You are blessed. Hallelujah. And we just welcome you, Lord, in this space. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this space. We welcome you, God, our Father, in this space, in this time. We are praying to you, Lord God. We are presenting ourselves to you, O God, a living sacrifice. It's our worship on this day. Hallelujah. We're just showing up to you. We are directing our attention to you. We are setting our minds on you. We are casting our cares on you, our burdens on you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we are giving you thanks. Lord God, we are giving you adoration. Lord God, we are giving you praise. Lord God, we are giving you the fruit of our lips. Lord God, we are giving you our worship. Lord God, we are casting the worries unto you, the anxieties unto you, the stress unto you, the unforgiveness unto you. And Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, as your word says in Ezekiel 36, that you will sprinkle clean water. Lord, sprinkle your water on us and clean us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Give us a new heart, oh God. Remove a stony heart, oh God, and give us a heart of flesh, oh God. Remove the stony places in our heart, oh God. Remove, yes, Lord, hallelujah, resataya. Remove the stony places in our minds, oh God, our thoughts, oh God. Give us, hallelujah, resaya. Make our thoughts even supple unto you, our hearts supple unto you. We desire your spirit. Right now we are asking for your spirit, oh God. We need your perspective, oh God. We need your insight, oh God. We need your wisdom, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your love, Lord God. We need your love, the love, hallelujah, that is patient and kind, the love, hallelujah, oh Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Lord, the love that is long-suffering, Ooh, Jesus, we need your love, hallelujah, the love that is not puffed up. The love that does not envy, that does not boast. We need your love, oh God. We need your love that seeketh not her own. We need your love, oh God. The love that's not easily provoked, not easily irritated. Oh God, we need your love, oh God. We need your love to function out of, to flow out of. Your love, oh God, a love that holds no account of wrongdoing, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Holy Spirit. We need your love, oh God. Your love that's not self-seeking. Your love that's not easily angered. Your love that keeps no record of wrongs. We need your love. Help us, oh God, to keep no records of wrongs. Help us, oh God, to not be easily angered. Oh my gosh. We need your love, oh God. Give us your love, oh God. Your love that does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. We need your love, oh God. Give us your love, oh God. A love that always protects and always trusts and always hopes and always perseveres. A love that never fails. I'm now reminded. In Romans chapter 8. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Yes. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. With your love, O God, through your love, O God, we are more than conquerors. Paul says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need your love, O God. Yes, as we seek your love, oh God, hallelujah, as we seek you, oh God, as we make our minds up, hallelujah, that no matter what the situation is on the earth, hallelujah, no matter the hardship, no matter the toil, no matter the pain, no matter the letdown, no matter the trouble, no matter the affliction, no matter the storm, no matter the flood, no matter, hallelujah, how tired we are, no matter how stressed we are, no matter how bad we want to give up, no matter how bad we want to keep fight, we want to fight the thing, no matter, hallelujah, no matter how long it's been, God, we set our minds on seeking you in spite of what it's been, in spite of what it looks like. Hallelujah, because of what it looks like, because of what it's been. God, we're going to press to you. We're going to cleave to you. We're going to hold on to you. We choose your truth. We choose to believe. Hallelujah. No matter. It started out bad and then it got worse. Oh God, we're going to choose to believe you. In the midst of it was dim and now it got darker. Lord God, we're going to choose to believe you. Oh, it was a light affliction. Hallelujah. And it became a great affliction. Lord God, help us to choose to believe you. Help us to believe you. Hallelujah. It was one thing, then it became another thing, and another thing. Lord God, we're going to believe what you say. Lord God, if you are hearing this even right now, I believe that it is God saying, believe what I say. You are the light in the darkness. You are the peace in the storm, Lord God. You are the resurrection in a dead place. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the increase. Hallelujah. Where there is no crease. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You are the increase where there is decrease. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. You are able. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. You are able. Lord God, we're seeking your face, oh God. Lord God, yes, hallelujah, we're seeking your face. Lord God, we will pray. We're not going to stop praying. Lord God, we will give our petitions unto you. We will make our requests known unto you, and stand in a place of expecting you to answer. For your word lets us know, time and time again, that at the place of our praise, at the place of our prayer, you hear, you inhabit. Oh, God, we thank you. Yes, hallelujah. We are going to wait on you, Yahweh. Yes, Lord. We are going to look to you, Yahweh. Oh, Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let not these things on the earth, these things that we are feeling, these things that we are experiencing, these troubles that we are facing, these persecutions that we are encountering, let not, hallelujah, let it not separate us from you. Let it not separate us from walking by faith. Let it not separate us from belief. Let it not separate us from loving you. And hallelujah, let it not separate us from forgiveness. Ooh, let it not separate us from peace. Let it not separate us, ooh, shatabasaya, from having a soft heart and a gentle response, even in the midst of having a very reasonable hard response. But we choose to have a soft response. We choose to have a godly response. We choose to have, even if the response that God is having us to have seems hard, but sometimes that hard response, you got to be in the spirit to know what that hard response is. It could be saying no to a thing where we're uncomfortable with saying no. Having a hard response could be setting boundaries. Having a hard response is doing that hard thing. Doing a thing where we got to depend on God to do it. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're not allowing. Help us to not allow these things to separate us from. Help us to not allow these things to separate us from praying. Help us to not allow these things to separate us from praising. Help us, oh God, to build an altar to you and not an altar to the problem. Oh God, make us aware, what are we building an altar to? Help us, oh God, to be mindful and aware that we are building an altar of praise and worship and prayer and hope and belief and even a running to, a altar where we run to you. Yeah. Make us aware, oh God. Tear down the altars. Tear down the altars, oh God, that we have built to the problem, to the worry. Tear down the altar, oh God, that we've built to an individual. Tear down the altar, the idolatrous altars, oh God. Hallelujah. Resata bagadia rebosondia basata reyerebosia. Lord God, I pray that you are Lord. In every area, may you be the Lord. May you be Lord in a situation. May you be Lord in a relationship. May you be Lord over our finances. May you be Lord over our homes. May you be Lord over our lives. May you be Lord over our talents. May you be Lord over our skills. May you be Lord over our jobs. Come on, somebody. When the Lord is Lord of my job, hallelujah, then I'm not Ooh, Jesus, I'm not worshiping a boss or a CEO or a supervisor, and they're able to almost even get me tossed to and fro. I'm not even worshiping a coworker, right? In the sense of they do something, and we can give them power in that area. No, Lord, you are Lord of in my workplace. You are Lord in my marketplace. You are Lord over my business. How about this? You are Lord over my ministry. Yes. Mm-hmm. You are Lord over my career. You are Lord over my decision making. Ooh, Shande Basanda. You are Lord over my preferences. You are Lord even over my dislikes. Come on, somebody. We can dislike a thing, and the Lord can very much step into that area where we say we dislike, and he tells us to move according to what we dislike, and then now we're choosing to dislike over God. Then that dislike has become Lord. Oh, Jesus, let you be Lord over our dislikes, Lord over our appetites, Lord over our desires, Lord, hallelujah, rasakatia, Lord, even over the things that we can, quote unquote, cannot stand. So the things that we cannot stand, right, no longer becomes a place that can separate us from you, no longer becomes the place where we're moving now out of your, we're moving in a fashion that is not according to your will, because the things that we cannot stand is lording over you. Oh, Jesus. Now this is good. Okay. I'm going to say this as God. Woo! Lord, you are Lord over our money. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, that even our money is not dictating to us. It is in oneness with your will. Hallelujah, that you are open. I mean, that we are open to even the Holy Spirit moving in that area. You are Lord in our social life, Lord in our personal life. Be Lord, hallelujah, Lord over our health. Lord, yes, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you desire such an intimacy. You desire such a relational living with you. You desire us to be in active relational living with you. You care about the little things in our life. You care about the mundane things. You care about every single thing concerning us. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. God desires to be an active participant in our life. Lord, is there any area in our life that we don't include you? Is there any area in our life that we don't seek counsel from you first? Is there any area of our life that we just completely excluded you from? Is there any area of our life that we are Lord over and not you? Ah, Jesus! Is there any area of our life, here we go, that we are not trusting? Because we can trust in one area and then another area have no trust. Lord, help us in our trust life, that we're trusting in you with all of our heart. Lord, help us. Mm-hmm. Help us, God. Help us, oh God. Help us to trust you, hallelujah, concerning the situation. Help us to trust you concerning that man. Help us to trust you concerning that woman. Help us to trust you concerning that friend. Help us to trust you concerning that child. Help us to trust you concerning Ayerabosia, that loved one. Help us to trust you concerning that business. Help us to trust you concerning that ministry. Help us to trust you, Karebosia, in starting it. Help us to trust you as we have already stepped out on faith and started the thing. And now, hallelujah, we are in the middle and we ran into some things that we weren't anticipating. Help us to trust you in the wilderness. Help us to trust you in the storm. Help us to trust you when it's not going our way. Help us to trust you when it's going our way. Help us to trust you in a famine. Help us to trust you in the hot spot. Help us to trust you in the hot seat. Help us to trust you in the midst of the lies. Help us to trust you in truth. Help us to trust you as we get bad news after bad news. Help us to trust you, oh God, in the midst of the pain. Help us to trust you in the midst of the ailment. Help us to trust you, oh God, in the need. Help us to trust you with the need. Help us to trust you in the midst of the diagnosis. Help us to trust you with the children. Help us to trust you as a single parent. Help us to trust you in the marriage. Help us to trust you, having to go to doctor appointment after a doctor appointment after doctor appointment. Help us, oh God, to trust you with the health report. Help us to trust you, oh God, with a negative bank account. Help us to trust you in the little. Help us to trust you, oh God, in the abundant place. Help us to trust you, oh God. Help us to trust you as everything is going good. Help us to trust you, Karebosundia, in the presentation. Help us to trust you in the proposal. Help us to trust you, hallelujah, as we wait for our prayers to be answered according to your will. Help us to trust you, Karebosia, in the legal battles. Help us, oh God, to trust you. Oh, Jesus. Help us to trust you when our pantry is full with food. Help us to trust you when we have no food. Help us, oh God, to trust you. Help us to trust you when we see things are going well. Oh, Jesus. Help us to trust you when it's not, oh, Jesus. Whew. Help us, oh, God. Help us to trust you in a silent place. Help us to trust you in a noisy place. Help us to trust you when we hear you speaking to us. Help us to trust you in a still, small voice place. Help us to trust you when we haven't heard from you. Help us to trust you when in hearing your voice. Help us to trust you in knowing it is your voice. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help us to trust you. Help us to trust you and not our own strength. Here we go. Help us to trust you. Oh, Jesus. Help us to trust you. Help us to trust you and not put our trust in man. Help us to trust you. Listen, the Bible says in Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And I'm going to add in whom we put our trust. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Help us to not put our trust in money. Help us to not put our trust in a job. Help us to trust you, not to put and not put our trust in an accolade. Help us to trust you and not put our trust in praise from people. Help us to trust you. Yes, here we go. Help us to trust you and not put our trust in even a man, our significant other. Mm-hmm. But our trust is in you. Help us, to trust you. Yes, Lord God. That we're trusting in you and not even in the experts of the area. Help us to set our trust in you, that we're trusting you. We're trusting you. We need you, hallelujah, to even learn how to trust, what it looks like to live a life where we are fully trusting in you. Help us to trust you and not our own understanding. Jesus, help us to trust you and not even our own ability to make something happen. Because really, truth be told, you enabled us to make that thing happen. Help us that our trust is 100% in you, oh God. Reveal to us and expose anywhere we have set our trust in. Oh my God. Hallelujah. My God. Resatabosia. What do you want to say to us on this day, in this now? Hallelujah. Let us worship God even right now. We're building an altar. It's called you are Jehovah Trust. The Lord in whom we trust. And we're building an altar of trust that we're running to. Yes. Listen, the Lord wants us to build an altar unto him called trust. And that is where we run, laying on that altar anything that we have set our trust in. And even as he exposes and reveals to us where we've placed our trust, the things that we have put our trust in. And as he reveals it to us, let us run to our altar unto the Lord in whom we trust and say, Lord, I'm laying this down. And when there are situations that arise, and when there's circumstances, woo! Jesus, hold on a second, Holy Spirit. And when there are circumstances that we can even begin to celebrate, hallelujah, and we can celebrate undesirable circumstances, right? We can always talk about it. Like, we can celebrate those things also. Let us run to our altar of trust. Ooh, Jesus. Jehovah Trust. I don't know. It just came to me. I got to find in scripture if there's a Hebrew name for Jehovah as trust. But so in this moment, we're calling this altar Jehovah Trust. And when I find myself shaken in my ability to trust God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run to my altar. I'm going to run to this altar called Jehovah Trust. And I'm going to stay at that altar. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep going. We're going to keep going to that altar. Until I'm fully trusting Jehovah Trust. Jehovah, our Lord God, trust. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what the Lord is saying. We're building, build an altar unto him called Jehovah Trust. Lord, I trust you. When the situations happen, I'm running to my altar to worship you and stay there until I get word from you. And stay there. And even after I get word, this is the place that I run to. Where I learn to trust you, Lord, at Jehovah Trust. Ooh, karesataya. Listen, even with money, on the money it says, in God, the money is telling us. Why are we trusting in money? The money is speaking the truth. The money's is telling us, hey, you need to put your trust in God. It's saying, in God we trust. So why do we trust in money when the money, it says, in God we trust? Yes, Shataya. Ooh, ooh, woo, Jesus. Our victory is at Jehovah Trust. Karebo Sataraya. In the Lord we trust. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will remember. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will exalt. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will run to. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will seek. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will wait. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will believe. In the name of the Lord, our God, we will trust. Somebody needs to say, we will trust. Woo! Woo! Jesus! I just heard the Lord say, put your past on that altar of Jehovah Trust. Put your past. Some of us, we trust more in our past than we do God. Mm-hmm. Listen, we can put, expose it, Lord. We can put our trust in our past, even in negative things that has happened, bad things that has happened, unfortunate things that has happened. How do we know we put our trust in that? Because it now colors and dictates and shapes the way we live moving forward. If we're able to move forward. So that's exposing that I put trust in that thing, something surrounding that thing that has now shaped me. Yeah, no. And guarded me. No. I'm bringing that to the altar. I'm sacrificing that on the altar of Jehovah Trust. Lord, that something happens at that altar when we go to the altar of Jehovah Trust. There's even things, and there's such a work that can be done, a miraculous work that can be done, that God is removing and delivering things that we remembered and held on to for ages. And now we've become set free. We've become healed and whole at the altar of trust. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Kare Sandaraya. Run to me. Hallelujah. Rabosia Basandaya. The Lord God, who we remember as our trust, in you is our trust. I'm trusting in you. Not the expert on the earth. Not the counselor on the earth. Not the coach on the earth. Hallelujah. Not the therapist on the earth. Yes, you give us them, but my full trust is in you. And then I operate and I function and we flow out of life from the place, from that altar of trust. So expose and reveal, God, who and what and where have we deposited some trust that belongs to you. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We worship you. And so right now what we do in this time is we're worshiping you at the altar of Jehovah Trust. You are Jehovah Trust. Jesus. Woo! We worship you. I'm reminded just even right now, Abraham met Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Gideon, he met Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Come on, somebody. I have to do, this just came to us in this time with the Holy Spirit. I have to do my studies, but we just came into Jehovah Trust. Okay? Jehovah Trust. The Lord God, our trust. The Lord, our trust. In you, we put our trust. We're diving into the deep end. We're going deeper in this thing called trusting you with all of our heart. Whew. How do we trust you, Lord, when you may speak a thing that everything is saying, everything of us is saying, no, that's not what I want to do. How do we trust you, Lord? Help us to trust you. Help us to trust you and be one with you, partnering with you at the expense of self, that we got to deny self, sacrificing self for you, God. That is the word and the message from the Holy Spirit. Let us build our altar of Jehovah trust. Let us begin and continue and go deeper and stir up and seek his face for him to reveal to us in this season, what it looks like to trust him with all of our heart, to do surgery, hallelujah, to remove any places, any altars of earthly trust. Come on, altars of people, altars of things, altars of success, altars of money, altars of other gods, altars of like, I seek advice in this way or from this person. Even we can even all be godly, but have an altar to horoscopes and altar to having, what is those burning, I don't know what those things are that people burn to clear the atmosphere and clear the room and bring in good vibes. I shatobos. I don't even know. What is it called? Holy Spirit. Anyway. Anyway. Somebody say anyway. Tear down them altars. Yes, Lord. We can be Bible believers and be practicing some other stuff, because it seemingly had worked for us at one point in time. No, trusting in you. Even if that means I got to be uncomfortable and feel a little shaky. And I feel a little shaky because I wasn't trusting you in this area. Oh, God. We desire to trust you. Help us to trust you so that we can walk with you by faith and not by sight. So that we can walk with you. I just got reminded of Abraham. He trusted you when you told him to go and sacrifice his son. I'm reminded. Moses trusted you, although he gave you a little lip service, but he trusted you when he was self-proclaimed inadequate. That inadequacy of his faith is what said, I'm not good enough. But he moved forward. That's trust. Let us walk by faith. Even when you tell us to do a hard thing, to do an impossible thing, we're trusting you. Hallelujah. We want to be where you are, oh God. We want to be where you are, oh God. We want to be where you are, oh God. We want to be where you are, oh God. If you're in this valley, we want to be in the valley. We want to just make sure we're with you. Because you are the one that can change that valley into a victorious place. We want to be where you are, oh God. Just to be close to you. That's not, but that is what we want. We want to be close to you. And we don't want anything to fracture our faith walk with you because we refuse to deny self, take up our cross, and follow you. We love you, Lord. We're walking with you, Lord. We're walking by faith and not by sight. That's what we're doing. We're walking by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha, Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA.